Hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
You're listening to our
big
epic adventure. And today we have Chloe's sibling with us.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Shay was here for the Canadian adventure extravaganza episode.
Yeah. So if you didn't listen to that one,
which I will say,
that was a crazy ass ep.
Yeah. And
it was long winded.
It has the highest listener. So, siblings bringing it in.
Thank you.
So, where's my phone?
I actually do.
Yeah, Shay promotes it a lot. It's nice.
And we love you for that. Yeah. Seriously.
I always get a little flutter in my heart.
I know. It feels so good to know that you have people supporting you, and it genuinely, it's a feeling that you don't get from, just advertising yourself. You're like,
yeah,
so true.
People are like,
it's like, wow, someone else.
It feels shameful advertising yourself.
Yeah, yes. I feel
so strange. I haven't been posting on my Snap because I don't know the people on there.
I think I posted our episode at least, but
I am confident about it, but I'm also the way that I promote gets worn out. Does that make sense?
Because
put it on my stories.
Oh, another app, another app.
Listen, come on. But it's different when somebody else is saying it because they're like,
for real, opinion. This is good.
Come on, guys.
I know what you have to do.
What?
Do you have a TikTok?
Oh my god.
We need to start we had the funniest we had an idea for a TikTok for last week's episode and we had nary the time to record.
I think it would be better I think in the summer we'll have more time to try.
When I tell you guys, Thursdays, which is when we record, the busiest day of the week for me, and it's also the end of the week before I start working, and so it's like boom 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 boom.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
this is so fun.
CEO,
but
this is the highlight of my day, seriously.
Oh wait, can you not because of the schedule here or what?
Because I have class literally all day on Wednesdays.
Oh yeah, and you have ones,
yeah. Yeah, and he doesn't have anything on Wednesdays, and then
except until,
except for
four.
One.
And it's late in the day, right. So it's what's going on?
And then we were just trying to figure it out. And
Survivor night, so.
Of course.
That was one of the big reasons why you couldn't do that.
Oh, no.
And we talked all about that a few, two episodes. Has it been three episodes since then? Whoa.
I literally don't know.
Because that's when you talked about getting E. coli.
Was that with Sid?
Oh, gosh.
Or were you just talking about it?
I was just talking about it because we didn't have a guest.
Yeah, because you were talking about how you met that man at the
Chloe Lore.
Yeah, my Lore.
Name drop. Oh, wait. Why did I just think you said Colby Lore? Colby,
the name.
Last name Lore. I was is that his name?
Name drop!
Of who?
The Survivor guy.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember his name.
We should have tagged him.
Oh.
Why did
I?
That's
tell him to listen.
That's one way to promote.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
Well, we're trying to get Murr on the show, but
that's coming up soon. He's gonna be here soon.
I know. So we need to
wait. The Impractical.
Yes, he's coming.
Murr?
Bowling Green.
My boy.
He's gonna be
my bald-headed boy.
Yes,
he'll be here,
dude. I promise
you. I'm obsessed with him.
We're trying to get him on the pod, but it's an idea.
Out of all the Impractical Jokers,
he's
the one that
so
I
kind.
Yeah, he's like the most real one.
Yeah, and be like, "Oh, you got a podcast? Oh, come on. I'm already
there." That's the truth. That's the truth.
Wait, should we do Fuck, Marry, Kill? And we have to add another one with the Impractical Jokers.
My god.
This
is
insane.
This is crazy.
Wait, I don't even remember all of them.
There's Sal.
I know Sal.
There's Murr. There's Q.
Murr.
Joe.
Let me look them up.
He's my twinny.
Should we do, wait, should we do two kisses? No, two fucks. One Mary. No.
Two Marys.
Two Marys.
I died. Yes, oh my goodness.
What is this word?
Okay, two Marys, okay, one
which,
fuck,
which
one
is
kill.
Which?
It goes Joe,
no, wait,
Sal,
it could be Mary
Humor.
Date.
Joe, so
you can have
humor.
A okay, marriage date. And a boyfriend.
Okay, merit, fuck.
Polycule.
Yes. No, polycule with all of them. Yeah. Ideal, but.
Veto, polycule. So, Chloe.
So, I would say kill Joe.
Oh, wow.
Fuck you, marry Sal, date Mer.
Okay. Wrong choice.
Oh.
I think that's wrong. I think
it's all wrong as well.
Okay, then say what you think.
Well, I think... Okay, wait.
Actually, it's not
first,
all
okay,
wrong.
Yeah, this one's Joe.
I would actually
right?
kill Joe.
Kill Joe.
Yeah.
Just come on. Like, what are
he
we doing?
Left them practical jokers because he's trying to do his own thing.
Okay, yeah, then I'm definitely killing him.
He's not even part of the crew anymore. Come on.
I will kill him now for free. Just kidding.
Wait, just
oh,
kidding.
Oh, wait. I don't know if I can do this.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Wait, you go first. You go first, because I have to deliberate a little bit more.
Okay. Fair. I'm marrying Q.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Well, I still am marrying him.
So we have two of the same already, so what are you talking about?
I know. I was just hating. Actually, I think I would have the same as you.
Yeah! Fuck
wait,
you, man!
Wait!
I would date Sal and fuck her.
Oh.
Is that what you said? No, you said opposite. I would date Sal.
No, I said that I'd... Wait.
You said that you would date Mer.
I said I would date Mer, marry Sal.
Oh, yeah.
This is just so... Fuck you. Like, I
wait,
can't...
did you say marry Q? So did you say marry Q?
Okay, this is mine.
Mark's holding the picture.
For reference. Kill Joe. We're on the same page. Right.
I think we're all killing Joe.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Done.
Marry Q.
Yeah.
Duh.
No, I said fuck Q. Marry Sal. Okay, sorry.
Date Sal. And fuck Mer, for sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Wait. Kill.
Date.
We have two. Date
Sal.
Date. Okay,
marry.
I see.
Cute.
This is just so hard for me because I can't picture myself in a room with any of these people.
Wait, no.
They're all like so old looking.
Should we just eliminate Joe from the equation? And then
oh.
Do
oh.
He was erased from reality.
He's not even part of the crew anymore, yeah. So bye.
Survive. So, I'm done.
Just regular fuck, marry, kill yeah. for the three goats.
So, marry Mer.
Okay. Valid.
Well... I can't.
Dude,
so...
I used to think that Q was so cute when
you
I was watching the show
Q.
when I was little.
Q?
Yeah.
Q's my life.
Q,
so
I'm
now,
crush.
So now I have to kill someone else, right? Because we just eliminated Joe.
Yes.
He's not.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Kill Hugh.
Hugh?
No.
Q?
Was
Q.
it Q?
Yeah.
See?
No.
But I don't want Sal to be the last option here. Oh my god, this is a mess.
I love Sal.
I'm killing him.
I'm killing Mer.
I can't.
I would kill Mer. Marry Sal.
Kill
fuck
Mer.
Kurt, Q.
He's going to listen and he's going to be
no,
like, I don't want to go on your podcast. You
joke.
Want me dead.
I would never want you dead. That's why I killed Joe in the first place.
Huh?
Is he married or something anyway?
Yeah, probably.
So he would respect
no idea.
That.
Yeah, so
whatever.
Well, either way, he's
going to
be on the
married.
Podcast, so
yeah.
Like,
well, I mean, is he going to listen to the episodes before?
He can. He might just for reference.
I'll tell him that I'd kill him and fuck Mary Kill when he's sitting here.
That, the way that this is like,
we play it back.
Here's the clip. Dink.
I'll like edit it over top.
Yeah.
And it's like the thinking back, like da 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 da. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Back. We all look to the corner, or like just me and you do it. And he's like,
and he's like
"What the fuck?"
Me pause for the edit.
No, no camera involved.
Oh my god, that's so fucking funny. I can't.
So
what's your answer?
Just
Kilmer, marry Sal, fuck you.
Okay,
that's what I said.
I think that's the tea of it all.
That's so amazing.
I actually think I would kill Sal now that I'm thinking of it that way. And I would fuck Mer and marry Q.
Okay. They switch up so fast.
I know because yeah. Because Sal is just annoying.
No, ooh. Sal's so funny.
No,
well,
he's annoying. Well, I feel like
Sal got
those,
memeified to the full extent.
Okay, I saw these earrings on Instagram, and it was like a trans flag with the meme picture of Sal.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm
dead. And I just need. But other than that. I think he's annoying on TikTok, and he's annoying on the podcast with that one dude.
He went on Theo Von's podcast. I thought it was funny.
I can fix him.
I love Theo Von.
I don't think I've ever really watched. I've seen so many like Hopecore videos of Theo Von.
I follow a Hopecore.
I just love them. Sure. Hopecore is like
the inspiration.
It's like, whoa, like I'm a human being. Wow.
I'm like, yeah, I am gonna try to be better than I was.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, this really hit my heart.
I think that's why I like movies so much. But anyway,
because they're all
like,
oh my goodness, all of them.
Every single
one. Okay, I will answer that. But I just saw this thing that Millie Bobby Brown said she doesn't watch movies.
What?
How can you be an actress and don't watch movies? And she was like, I just can't even sit down to watch my own movies, like at the premieres. I'm like,
what?
Is she in movies?
Did she get bored?
What? She just did
Damsel. Yeah. Have you seen it?
I do want to see that. Is it good? Did you watch it?
It was a little bit entertaining.
Like
the storyline was the storyline was kind of like what, but it was like I was kind of shook,
like the action of it all,
the twists or twists.
It I feel like you'd watch it when you're like
the crevices of the walls,
a little bit.
Is it drama?
It's like action. But there is some drama.
I feel like you know the whole plot of the movie
from the thing,
from the trailer.
Yeah, have you seen the trailer?
Like, it's too revealing.
No. Mm-hmm.
She gets kicked down to the cave and she has to fight her way out. That's it. That's the movie.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So she what now, Millie Bobby Brown? No wonder you can't sit down to watch your own movies. You already know what happens.
It's all in the trailer.
Well, there's a reason she got thrown down there, which is tea.
Isn't it sacrifice?
Yes.
Because they said that in the trailer, too. the trailer's the movie. Come on, guys. No, I'm gonna go sit down to watch that movie. It's gonna be 2 minutes long, and it's just gonna be the trailer that I saw.
I think it's okay. I would give it a 2.5
out of 5.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say out of 10. I was like,
I know.
Holy.
I was thinking of 10 at first, and I was like, wait, that's way low.
That's crazy.
On, that's way low.
It's gonna.
Yeah. No.
I feel like Hulu's getting better at making their originals.
Hulu?
Hulu. Because isn't it a Hulu original?
No, it's Netflix.
Oh.
Jude lost his Hulu account, so.
I feel like Netflix is getting worse.
I think so, too.
Like,
well,
I think they're just trying to remake the things that were good.
True.
Or like that went crazy.
They need to keep their hands off of Avatar The Last Airbender.
Take
your hands off of it.
Did you watch it?
I'm not engaging.
Was it okay?
I didn't even watch. Well, I've been rewatching the animated series with Zayden because he's never seen it before in his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've seen clips of, they just cut out so much important stuff and like changed plot lines because they didn't want to seem like
they were copying it.
Like conservative. Like, they rewrote Sokka's character to not be misogynistic, even though that's the point of
his
character.
That's literally who he is.
Like, it's supposed to teach a lesson.
Character development.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
does he get over it?
I have no idea.
In the show?
Oh, yeah.
In the animated series? Yeah.
I mean, he's always
plot point.
He's always, like, stupid, and they always, like, beat him up for it. That's the point.
Like
they're like, you're not cool, Sokka.
Oh.
Like, Suki.
Oh, yeah.
At Kyoshi Island, she's like, you think you can't fight me because I'm a girl? I'm going to whip your ass.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like it's still important. Like, even though, like, we're, like, 20 years past when they released it for the first time, I think it's still important to keep some integrity with our characters.
I didn't watch the whole animated series, but during COVID, Jude was obsessed with it, and we watched a bunch.
I have always been obsessed.
What'd you say?
I said, and you know who put him on?
You?
Dwee!
Da!
Had to show myself out.
Scores.
Never miss it.
So, how did we even get here? We were talking about Millie Bobby Brown. Popcorn?
Oh, your favorite movies.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I love Lady Bird. Lady Bird, I feel like, is one of the best movies. I feel like
I saw that in the...
Like, starting off your movie with someone jumping out of their own car, like, jumping out of the car.
And I haven't seen
it. I just feel like that just set the scene so well.
Mm-hmm. It's so real for mommy issues, though.
Oh, maybe I should watch.
That is so good. I've seen that movie like 15 times. Everything Everywhere All at Once was my number one movie of all time in 2022.
Uh-huh.
I watched it like 10. Well, I've seen it so many times it that it's like, I can't watch it anymore. I've seen it.
It's on Netflix now, though.
You have seen it.
I have not.
You went to the movies with Leo and all of us.
I did not.
You didn't go?
No, I sat out for movies with y'all. Because I told you. I don't like going to movies.
You don't like
going to movies. There's tea written in the crevices of these walls.
There is tea up in these crevices.
Yeah, those crevices have tea.
Filled to the brim. Just kidding, not really. But
I just watched All of Us Strangers. That was sad, but it was really good.
I don't even know what my favorite movies are. Like, I can't even
exactly. Like, I'm trying like to I'd think have of to what, re- what like movies have I even ever down. Seen.
I know it's all leaving my brain.
Exactly.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
Okay, Pixar.
Okay, Pixar. I can. Wow. See, this is gonna be really controversial for me to say.
Okay.
I am a little bit. Fuck Disney. It's terrible for me to say it, but
listen, fair. I don't know. I agree.
I love Disney.
I feel like Disney from 2016 onwards.
Oh,
before
it was amazing.
Before 2016, because I feel like they started to create their movies more based on revenue instead of writing quality, production quality.
There's some. Like, if you've seen, okay, I will see any movie in the theater. So obviously I'll go in when there's a new Disney movie. And there's one called Ryan the Last Dragon. That one's low-key fire.
That one was like, wasn't that just a Disney Plus movie?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No, it came out in theaters. And I also saw... Turning Red, which I thought was pretty good, too.
Okay, I did like Turning Red. I'm not going to lie. The end of it was really good.
It was cute. It was cute. And
that's a Pixar movie, right?
Is it?
I feel like they all are these days. But
yeah, I feel like they're the same. I feel like it's like Pixar, Disney. Like,
it doesn't really... I don't know. I don't know.
But my favorite Disney princess is Tiana. What do you guys think?
When we were growing up.
When we were young.
Whoa, that just brought back flashbacks for me.
When we were growing up, what?
When we were growing up, Chloe loved Tinkerbell. And I...
We need to get cameras in here.
We do, I think.
And I wanted to be the Tinkerbell guy.
Okay, well, this is what happened.
But
our mother bought
the Cinderella guy.
Okay, our mother bought 3 of the matching Tinkerbell costumes and gave them to all of us. And she just thought that I was so cute and little when I was like 2 years old. And then, then my
it's a fairy
baby. And then my 2-year birthday was all Tinkerbell themed. And then from then on, she was like, oh, little Tinkerbell. And then I was like, oh, okay. She assigned me. She assigned me. That's not my fault.
You just analyzed your childhood. Mm. You said, let's be objective.
We were assigned a lot of things at birth, I think. I'm not talking about actual gender, but
you were assigned plenty of things.
I'm talking about expectations. I'm talking about getting us into sports. I'm talking about
the sports is a big thing for us.
Yeah, it was big. It hits deep.
Well, it's crazy because like our dad didn't do any sports at all. Like he was like a Boy Scout, like outdoors kid. And like was nerdy and little boy
twink.
Yeah.
Loki, I feel like it would be Mark like 5 years ago is how
I died.
Mark's never been outside.
Yeah, but like just the way you look.
Oh my gosh, like yeah, my dad used to have red hair, yeah.
What?
That's why we're gender coded.
That's crazy. My ginger hair better not go away.
No, his like not. Went fully away. It was crazy.
But yours is like lighter than his was, I think.
Does he have red hair more like Gavinator? Mm, or did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say that.
Who's Gavinator?
My roommate. He's also a ginger, but different kind of. Okay, let me clarify this right now for everybody. There are two kinds of gingers.
Mm-hmm.
There's the ginger that's me, which is like. The way I say it is like we have brown hair gingers or we have blonde hair gingers. I'm a blonde hair ginger.
Mm-hmm.
My eyebrows are blonde. My eyelashes are blonde. The highlights in my hair, like the smaller hairs are blonde. Gavinator, his eyebrows are brown. His eyebrows are brown. His eyelashes are brown. His eyes are hazel. My eyes are really light blue. I do have a little. I won't go into that.
Do you have a speckle?
I do. I have this. I have a little square of brown.
Oh, just like in your eye?
Just a little bit on my. I didn't even know I had it until 7th grade or 8th grade.
Around your pupil, like
that's probably right like when you started looking yourself in the mirror and
I was like so obsessed with like taking a flashlight to my eye and using my camera, and I was like, oh my god, I have brown on that side, and then I was obsessed with telling everybody that I had a little bit of brown in my eye.
You know what
like,
that people means, just, right?
What?
You have gay? Heterochromia.
Am I gonna
die? You're straight?
No.
Hetero?
It means you're.
Am I gonna die?
Wait. Well, we already knew that. Picture right now.
Yeah, put it on the post.
Let's see.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about being assigned jobs at birth, and then you said your dad was a twink.
That is not on your eye.
You guys need to
wait. Go this way. Go this way. Go there.
Okay.
Wait. No. Go to the right. That's fine. I'll take a picture of it later.
Oh no! It's terrible.
But our mom was a big sports girl. She played basketball in college and like.
Oh really?
Brags about how good she was.
Where?
Elmwood. Oh.
In college.
No, that was at Canisius College in Buffalo, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Yeah. She went far.
Yeah, but she did that for 2 years and then she came back to BG.
She had.
Or she actually went to Miami and then she came back to BG because. I don't know. One time I asked about her whole lore and she told me one time.
Oh, Shoko went to the lore.
I just wanted to know because it was just spots in my brain.
One day you're like, what happened to my mom?
No, literally.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she forced us to do sports and she wanted us all to be ballers when we were younger. Okay, look at us. None of us are going to be ballers. Like, what?
What are you fucking saying, Chloe?
The kids.
Why would you say that? Yes, we are. We're ballers.
Don't let basketball your mom players? Down.
I was okay. Well, I was not good at basketball. You're short. You're short? We're the same height, brother.
You're shorter than me, brother.
How tall are you?
5'7".
I don't believe it,
bro.
Anyway, we're basically the same height. But so. Then, were you good at basketball?
Yeah.
Well,
The silence speaks volumes. Yeah, I have
to say about that.
Okay, well, you're a baller.
I tried basketball.
Never
for
mind.
One
we just
year.
Didn't like it.
I was too competitive with it.
I was the opposite. I was so scared of everything. When I went down on the court, I was so nervous. I was farting constantly. Like, I had so much nervous gas.
You're like,
literally. And then after, my mom was like, when you get anxiety, do you get gassy? Probably because I was stinking up that whole Toyota Sienna from 2003. Sienna. Oh my God.
Sienna Gates.
And I stopped playing. Oh my God, it's so embarrassing too. The first day of practice, we had to do shirts and skins.
No.
I
Stop.
Feel
Why?
It's wrong to do to
I don't think
fifth
they do
graders.
It anymore.
It's wrong to
yeah,
do
what?
It any
it's
grade.
Do,
yeah.
It's wrong to do it anywhere. Except
I mean,
for,
like when
like,
you're all
you
adults,
to.
You guys can choose your rules.
Yeah.
Forcing kids to take off their clothes to play.
Yeah.
Like, it's what the so, hell are
that's
we doing
strange.
Here?
And then they started doing the jerseys, though. Too. Oh, I had we had jerseys in the gym.
Thank God.
Yeah.
And well, some people would get jerseys, some people would be skins.
What?
And of course, I was skins at first because I couldn't make a 3-point shot because I never played basketball before. And here I am running around the gym, my fucking nipples flapping all around because
no.
I was a little chunk, and it was so embarrassing. And Rainbow Pizza. Who is my friend?
Shout
Raquel.
Out.
She said,
love her.
My basketball shoes were too cool for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
And you're like.
And I've always thought about that. When these shoes came in the mail, I was like, those shoes are too cool for me.
Stop. You have a complex now.
I have a complex. No. It's too cool. I can't be cool. Rainbow Pizza, you did this. We're going to speak
pizza.
About this on Fortnite.
Rainbow Pizza is her.
Fortnite
Epic Games.
Yeah. Add Rainbow percent. Pizza on Fortnite.
Yes.
You can play with all of us.
Mm.
Oh, wait, is it your friend?
Yeah. They're friends.
Then why is it still in your heart like that? She didn't mean it.
Oh, well, exactly. Well, it's like.
Well, no, I know.
Like
how
years and
things
years
stay in your heart.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't hold it against her at no. all, but it's a funny story.
Yeah.
It's
like, wow.
Yeah. And they. Honestly,
I
looking
totally
back at those
it.
Shoes, they were not even cool to begin with. So, go ahead.
I was gonna tell a story about when I was in seventh grade. Some girl was like, she was laughing about something, and then she was like, "Oh my God, Chloe, you are so ugly. You literally look like a fish. Like that's so embarrassing. You
what
literally
the hell?
Look like a fish." And I was standing there like. Seventh grade science class,
and they just said that
she just said
Wait,
it.
Can you name drop
Olive Coppler?
Bitch,
how dare you?
Olive.
What the hell, even? Well, what I don't understand is how list. Were kids
it was just
so
foul.
Yeah, seriously,
I still
how,
think about it.
Like,
this
how
day.
Are kids so comfortable just saying that?
Yeah,
like.
Well, Sean would call me a potato every single day of my life. A potato sure. head.
I'm dead.
It was
well,
so
I feel
foul.
Like there was a little potato trend that happened for a long time.
I thought
yeah.
you were going to say potato
I
trend
like a big
in you.
Potato.
And I was like,
what?
I thought you were like, there's like a potato trait.
Oh,
I thought you were agreeing with
no.
it. And I was like, damn.
Oh my gosh, no. Like,
it's foul.
Small That's potato, just... small bean. You know what I mean?
And people say they look like a big potato.
Yeah.
And also,
okay, cunts.
What the
I
heck?
I waved to them and they didn't wave
twice.
Back. Twice.
The way
when they went, when
too.
They walked one way and when they walked back. I waved.
Also, like when Sean, when we would ask Sean why he called you that, he would just say, "She has a potato head."
Yeah.
Damn.
And then
it's so wrong. Sorry to bring that
I think
up
about
again,
it.
But
How
I
dare
think
he?
About it.
Well,
it's so foul.
It really
but
hurt.
He feels bad about it now. I think
he does
because I told him. My name was Potato on his phone for everything.
Damn.
Sean was gay once.
He was ruthless.
For everyone.
No, he was trash in mine. So.
You're like, he's waking up calling you Potato. You're waking up calling him garbage, trash, terrible.
He made me Potato, so I put trash in my phone, but I never said it out loud.
Trash includes like a rotten potato. Like,
yeah, there's a potato in that trash can.
It's different when you're just generalizing all trash versus
yeah,
you look like a potato.
Yeah, specifically.
Versus saying someone is trash.
Mm-hmm. There are some things from my siblings that happened in my childhood that I am scarred on. But
like getting E. coli and having your kidneys fail?
No, oh, like when no. me and my cousin would fart on her pillow and like stuff like that.
Yeah. What the?
Yeah. No, trust me.
Probably fuck.
I need to go to like confession over this shit. I feel really horrible.
You can confess right here.
Well, it's Holy Week.
I just did.
Oh, for a Catholic.
Holy Week. Go ahead. Say
it's
something.
Naughty Thursday.
My dad tried to trick me to come home to go to church today. Because he was...
Are you going to church on Saturday?
Mm-hmm. But it's Holy Week, Easter. So Holy Thursday, Holy Friday, it's church all week.
Yeah. It's Maudy Thursday, right?
It's what?
Maudy.
I've never heard that term today. Before.
I am not religious.
It's when... I don't... it's I when don't... Jesus goes to the Last Supper.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Thursday. Yeah. And
then the
and then tomorrow is Black Friday. Wait. Sorry.
It's okay.
Black Friday is Thanksgiving.
It's Good Friday.
Ooh, I get a half day.
Because that's tomorrow. When he dies.
I don't have class tomorrow. Wait.
I have to work.
I thought I had to
work
a night.
I work at night.
I
work at night.
A character in an animation. What? With your sound effects. Yeah, seriously. Like, you could. I'm picturing like this little, like, cute monster that will just come around in random scenes and just do like. It's like the priest worm in Adventure Time or the snail.
Oh
it's
my
like,
gosh, hey! Yes. I love Adventure Time. But I don't have Hulu anymore.
HBO Max.
You think I have HBO Max if I don't have Hulu?
Come on.
Come on.
Anyway, whenever I'm playing Fortnite, I'll be making the weirdest noises.
It's so funny.
Probably like this.
Well, the funniest thing is Mayzozy keeps thinking that Coco Bobo is speaking Spanish. But really, Chloe is just saying random phrases with like accents on that vowel.
I'm actually fucking dead at that.
Well, to be fair, I didn't speak Spanish.
Yeah, one time.
Weeks ago.
And every time she'll be like, Parisa. He'll be like, bicicleta. That's his only response. It's so funny.
I love him. He's so funny. He is so funny. Oh my god, that game we played yesterday was so
fun. Color Switch.
Oh my god, I need to play it right now.
Are you on Fortnite?
Bitch, I don't have Wi-Fi.
They started my Fortnite trend.
What?
I'm poor.
No. Oh.
But what I'm saying.
Oh, well, I guess not anymore. It's ending.
But this is my idea for them. Go up, or I can do it if you feel more comfortable. But go up to one of your neighbors and be like, "Hey,
no,
I'm a student. I'm a student. Like, I need to do an assignment, and my Wi-Fi just went out. Can you please?"
Something not a lot of people know. You can go to a library. And get a free hotspot.
What?
Yeah, like a free internet router hotspot.
Why?
From the library. Like, for free.
And just, like...
Yeah.
Like, for how long?
Check it out. Like a book?
Yeah.
Go ask.
I'm not sure. I don't know if the BG library has them, but, like, I've seen so many TikToks of librarians being like, if you guys need internet, go to your library and get a hotspot.
Wow.
Yeah. So, that's a T for you. And then we can play Fortnite.
Well,
I don't know how fast it is.
Yeah.
My book back.
Have a return.
Oh.
No. Damn it.
Or I
got
to return.
You are under arrest when you return to the premises.
But Color Switch is so fun.
Just Sagittarius things.
Mark knows all of the random-ass games on Fortnite.
Oh, and yeah, there's a lot of, like, mini-game type games.
Yeah, and we'll just play. Like, he's like, oh, my God, let me show you this game I just found. And then we'll just... Like, some of them are so fun.
Some of them are boring. Yeah. Like, we'll start them and be like, oh, we need to find something else that.
Oh, I'm sure.
But we found Color Tile Switch Block Game.
Yeah.
And it's like, it'll say a color tile, and you have to run to that tile before all the other tiles disappear.
Mm-hmm. they like fall down.
And you have a pickaxe to whack people off.
Yeah. Like if you're on the same tile as someone, you whack them off. And then the storm is closing in too. Mm-hmm. So
it goes crazy.
It's crazy.
You only have a pickaxe.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. But you don't need to use it.
So it just like evens the playing field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and exactly. It's Lego.
And it's very
who's
like
gonna be OP now.
Right.
It's Lego.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I think my friend plays that. I'm thinking about it. I think they told me about it, but I don't remember. Anyway.
Well, they should put it on Rick.
Yes.
Well, yes.
How did we get to Fortnite?
Fortnite.
Oh, my God. I was talking about my dad tricking me to go to church because my car was in the shop.
And is it still in the shop?
Well, it's done. And I was like, what's wrong? I was expecting it from the bumper disaster.
Oh my gosh. Even
and
the episode that I was on.
Yes, exactly. And awesome. So I thought that they were just going to run it into town right after, but I was in class, so I was like taking a while to respond. And I was like, wait, Zayden's going to be here, so you guys can just drop it off at my apartment and Zayden will pick me up from my classes. You guys don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, well, I was thinking that you would come here, go to church with us, and then take the Prius back. And I was like,
you're funny.
So you just signed me up for something you didn't even ask me first. And I said I had a project to work on, so he's like, that's why you don't have to come home to get it, because I was doing that project.
So it's in town?
No, my Prius is still at home. So we're going to go
my God.
Tomorrow. Zayden's going to take me to go get it tomorrow.
Where are you from?
Rising Sun.
Oh, it's not that bad.
It's like 25 minutes.
Yeah, but still. Really,
that's so yeah. Little town.
Exactly.
Oh, I very much.
Like, people are like, yeah, I'm from a small town. It's like 5,000 people.
No, you really are.
There's only like 100 people that live in Rising Sun.
That's
bad, 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 bad.
I wonder if you know my old coworker just from living there.
Who? What's their name?
Claire Archibald. She's old.
Archibald sounds familiar.
Dave and Claire Archibald. They're actually old, though.
Like, who's Archibald from Gossip
you mean
Girl?
Like old.
Yeah.
Like 50, 60?
No, they're probably 61.
Oh.
They're probably 61.
But I said Medicare, and I put years on her, so it just felt wrong. She's like 61, 62.
I see.
She's not 65 yet. Let's be clear.
So maybe. Do they still live there?
Yep.
Oh. Well, probably. I mean, I probably went to school with, them, like, if they have grandkids.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Anyway.
Moved away, but anyways. Either way. Whatever.
Buddy sap, buddy.
Buddy sap!
So, I have work drama to talk about as well.
Oh, yeah. I need to hear about this.
Piping.
It's actually crazy.
The amount of frustration I felt this weekend was astronomical. Worse than St. Patrick's Day, almost. Because, listen.
Let me sit back.
I'm going to use code names for this one because I don't want people getting mad that I'm spreading the tea because they might listen. So we have Jar, Kidney. Who should?
Toe.
I need one more code name.
Not Toe.
So, no, finger. Finger. Okay.
Looking good.
So, okay, I'll clarify the names. Oh my God, what's going on?
That was so funny.
Okay.
No hate to anyone involved. This is educational purpose.
Yeah, education. Tea spilling purposes only. So.
Actually, wait, you know those TikToks where they're like, no. No drama involved. This is fragile. I don't know if it needs
yeah, I remember when they said
this is fragile. Oh my God! Educational purposes only.
Yes. Exactly.
No hate to anyone involved. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Don't
said.
That.
You get me.
It runs in the family.
Oh, stop.
Don't send hate to this creator.
Oh, yeah, literally. So don't anyway. Send hate to these undisclosed work location
members.
Employees.
Yeah.
So we have Jar, Finger, and Kidney. So to baseline, kidney and finger never have gotten along.
Kidney and finger
never have gotten along. Mind you, I get to the store on Friday. It was so busy, but I'm on cash. Thank God I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, you were on cash?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Thank God on Friday. So that, it was super busy day, but I didn't have to worry about the dishes, so it was fine. I was so excited coming in Saturday morning because I was like, yesterday went pretty well. Today is going to be good. Don't speak so soon, Marky Nation. I get back to see the dishes. Whoa, they've been done.
Yes.
People did the dishes. I'm caught up.
It was Lindsay. Shout out, Lindsay.
And I thought, she did the and dishes. I thought Bryce did them, too.
You really used her real name.
On Saturday?
Well, Lindsay's not part of the tea, so it's fine.
I know Lindsay.
Oh, yeah. Zach told me that Bryce did the dishes. Well, either way, the dishes were done.
Yeah.
And two, they really weren't put away in the right spots, but it's fine because they were done.
Oh, so it probably was Bryce.
And
also, shout out Bryce. Not shout out. He was supposed to be on this show
Bryce
today.
Was supposed to be on today, but he had an exam to study for, apparently.
Right.
Come on.
Likely
so we better
story.
Be here That's next nice. Week, or yeah. he's just fake and he's never getting on the show ever again.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yes, like, took the words right out of my mouth.
So. Don't say you're going to be on the show and then not. Done.
No, I'm literally just so grateful and lucky that I can be on the show. So, actually.
And we're
yeah,
so happy to
thanks.
Have you here.
I love when you're on the show.
Yes.
So.
Light
of my life.
Back to the tea. Yes. So, I'm starting to do the dishes, but then. Boom, Mark, can you shred this cheese? Boom, Mark, can you come up help me on grill? Boom, Mark, can you come help online? Which, yes, I can. I'm caught up. It's fine. But I also have to prep steak. I have to prep chicken.
No.
Listen, no, I have all of these tasks I have to get done before midnight. And the dishes are the things that are going to accumulate over and over time. So yeah. It's best for me to stay on top of those dishes so we're not there super late. Makes sense, right?
Yep.
No. Some people think Mark's caught up on dishes. He's free to do whatever I say. So I'm going up. I'm helping with this and that and this and that, which is fine. I'm a helpful person. It really doesn't bother me. When it bothers me is when I'm super far behind because I've been helping and right. nobody else wants to be helpful to me.
Yes.
So that's right. where it gets frustrating.
It's like you're helping, and then you have this huge stack, and then it's like, okay, where's yep. my help?
So I have been helping all day. And then the dishes start to get stacked up, whatever. And I'm trying to think of who else was on the shift. Whatever, it doesn't matter. So, kidneys on grill.
Was it this past weekend?
On Saturday, yes.
This Bryce past was Saturday. Not there in the morning.
Then why the hell...
Zach was gone half the time, so I don't know
oh,
what he's
maybe
talking
he
about.
Didn't even know. Wait, he when I got there, he said he just sent Bryce home. I thought you just worked Sunday.
Oh, maybe I did work Sunday.
He wasn't there Sunday.
Okay, anyway. I'm
dead. Bryce, where the hell were you Saturday and Sunday? Anyway.
Where were you?
we need to know. I thought I worked Saturday, but I worked Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Is what I'm
so,
saying.
So, yeah, you're right. I should have just kept my mouth shut.
Damn it. So, there has been beef because one thing kidney doesn't understand is when to cool down.
Chill.
Yes, please chill, because they will yell at customers, they'll yell at coworkers, they'll just say random things out loud and hope that you hear them, so you'll get uncomfortable as they are uncomfortable. And so I tried to talk to them before we got too busy. I said, today, you just need to be chill. Because they came back to me and they were like, I don't want today to go like yesterday, because on Friday, it got really out of hand. So I was like, just... You're directing your anger at the wrong thing. You're mad because you're overwhelmed with the work. You're not mad at your coworkers. You're not mad at the customers. You're just mad in general. So don't direct your anger at them. And they were like, okay, yes, it's going to be a good day. I'll try and calm myself down. I'll try not to yell at people. Well, at about 8 or 9, I start to hear screaming coming from the front.
Nar.
Our manager, Jar, and Kidney screaming at each other back and forth like crazy. I'm doing the dishes trying to mind my own business. Yeah. But I hear it. And I have, like, I get extremely uncomfortable when I hear people, like, scream angry. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fine if you're, like, screaming. Like, I don't get, like, shocked or anything by loud noises. But when I hear the anger in your voice, it's, like, defense mode. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm shaking and scared. And so I hear people screaming up front. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then I get, like, nonverbal because I'm like, I don't want to, like, make anything worse. And then they both start coming back to me, and they're saying, like, oh, they just pissed me off so bad. And then the other one would come back there and be like, I can't believe they just said that. Blah, blah, blah. They don't understand what they're talking about. So it's like I'm getting all this information because of some damn change in a drawer.
Be so far. That change thing then, is fucking stupid, though.
Yeah, seriously. And Jar says, this is why nobody here likes you, to Kidney. She, like, yells back.
And Jar is usually, like, so, like, chill. So and nice. Chill.
Yeah. But damn. Kidney pushed Jar too far.
I've never seen him yell.
I was not like, even, holy like, fuck.
When he's on the
and,
crew.
Yeah, and I was so shocked. And so that went down. And now,
I bet he feels bad for saying that.
I'm sure. Oh,
yeah, I'm sure. And then after that happens, Kidney is on the phone with...
Where's Finger in all this?
Finger is the there? Next day.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're still on day one, guys. And so they...
I kind of wish I was working nights again.
There is an action
again.
Report put in, or like, what is it? Like a incident. Bad action incident? No, not incident. It's like a... corrective action form for Kidney is put in. They're going back and forth. Kidney calls Byron, is like, I'm about to watch out. I'm about to walk out this bitch. I can't take it anymore. And it's like, you kind of started this whole thing. Let's call everybody just chill out. We all want to leave tonight, right? Yeah. Alive. So everything, they didn't talk to each other the rest of the night. That
I feel
was
like I
would have
gone in, like, if I was there, I would have been like, guys, what is happening? You're being dramatic.
Well, exactly. Well, I didn't even have time to do that because I was so behind with the dishes.
Right.
Like, I don't have... this is not my job to play fucking... Yeah, yeah. Like, that's supposed to be, like, HR and shit. Like,
yeah.
Literally. I don't care. I get paid $14 an hour not to help you with your emotional issues.
You only
issues.
Get paid 14? Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
I did! Well, I mean, like, 14.23. So, day two comes around. All of the same people are working pretty much. So we have that tea from yesterday. And then we have the tea today with Finger.
With Finger.
So.
there's always been beef between.
Yeah, beef. So.
Between Kidney and Finger. There has been lingering beef for a long time. And it's not
and
even
everyone
real
knows
beef.
About
it's
it.
Just.
It's just like they just
there's
don't
just
get
tension.
Along.
They
yeah,
don't
they
get do. Along at all. Which makes sense because one is a Cancer, one's an Aquarius. They're adverse signs. They don't. They, mm-hmm. They're like not even opposites. They're just not even in the same field. Anyway, so day starts out. Kidney and Jar, everything's back to normal. They're chill again. It's all fine.
I remember I was working that morning.
Yeah.
And Kidney came in and was like, it's going to be a good day. Like, I'm going to try and be calm.
Mind you, I'm not going to go too far in deep on my reads of these people because I do want to maintain my decorum. However, if you want it to be a good day, you just got to make it a good day.
Right.
And you like...
Like you're choosing to
exactly.
go off. Like it's not.
Yeah, like you have... You're enforcing these... I don't even...
Like,
these
the amount
reactions.
Of times we could have gone off on these people is crazy. Like,
oh, my God. I almost...
Not even talking about the people we're talking about right now, but just, like, in general
in
at
general,
that place.
Yeah.
Like,
so...
But we're holding it back because...
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. Wait,
Mark, how long have you worked there?
3 years.
I'm dead. You know my ex.
Yes.
Leo.
Okay, so yes, I do.
Leo.
So.
They listen to this pod. He listens.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. So you're hearing the tea, is what you're saying. Everybody's, yeah. We're hearing this tea that's spelled. So day two, Kenny and Jar are fine. Finger starts today. They took someone's shift, but they're leaving at 9 o'clock. Shit goes crazy, gets really busy, and then Kidney comes back and says, "If Finger doesn't stop running into me, I'm gonna elbow this bitch in the face."
Oh,
and then they'll understand. And I'm like, this is probably way taken out of context. It's probably not even like that big of a deal.
Yeah, like you know, Finger when you say comes that back. Stuff.
Kidney just fucking... I just had to push my way around Kidney because she wouldn't move when I told her to move. I'm like, this is so irrelevant to what's going on right now. Right. And you guys are getting so mad. So extra. And they just choose these things to be mad about for each other. Anyway, so that happened. So they're pissed at each other because they've been bumping into each other. Whatever. This lame-ass shit. And then 8:30 rolls around... I hear Finger up front, "Jar, let me come help you on grow." Immediately, "Holy fuck, I cut my finger!"
Bro.
Pretty much. So Finger runs back, bleeding like crazy.
Oh, that's why your name's Finger. Mm-hmm. I get it.
That's why their name's Finger.
No cut glove.
So, exactly, no cut glove. They used a knife to cut open a queso bag. Stop. Which, yeah, bad. Like, what the fuck? Because now there's blood all over the place.
Right.
And the genuinely, and the cut was deep. Like,
yeah.
it was an injury that, I mean, probably stitches were needed, maybe, because there's like two layers of skin that were cut. Because I saw it. And I didn't want to downplay that she got cut. However, Kidney took it into their, themselves to... make fun of Finger the rest of the night because let me finish this Finger situation. So it's 8:30. Finger leaves at 9. However, they cut their finger. They're bleeding all over the place. They call one of our managers who's a nurse. They're like, "What do I do?" She's like, "You can't work because you have a cut." And Jar is like, "You need to get back up front, go on cash because you got a cut finger. So we don't want blood touching the food. So just do cash." And then the other manager is like, "No, you need to go the fuck home." And then Finger brings in Byron and is like, and Byron's like, "No, you need to go home. And Jar needs to fill out an accident report," which Jar did not want to do because that's like 10 pages you have to fill out.
That's how it is at the wreck.
So Finger leaves a half an hour early. And it's kind of suspicious because you can kind of tell when Finger is starting to get bored or tired of working. Mm-hmm. And then they start to, things happen coincidentally, and they go home. And that happens with a few other coworkers, and I've noticed it mostly with night shift crew. Mm-hmm. But things will happen. They don't want to be at work anymore. Then another thing will happen, and they'll be sent home.
I mean, so, the night shift... it's terrible.
Yeah, it is so terrible. It makes sense, but we all
hate it. But we all hate it, and we need your help.
Yes, exactly. So please just help. So now, Finger's gone home. Mind you, I had to do first aid on Finger. I wrapped up that finger like crazy.
How are your dishes?
This is what really made me on. This is what really made me mad. So I'm stacked to the ceiling with dishes, and everybody takes it upon themselves to come back to me to try and get my opinion on situations that I'm not even up front, and I'm trying to lock in, focus on getting these dishes done so I'm not there until 3 o'clock in the morning. And so Fingers has left. Jar comes back pissed about Finger leaving. Kidney comes back pissed about Finger leaving. They're both... saying these things. I'm trying to take it in and do these dishes at the same time. And then they ask me things. I'm trying to respond. And then I can continuously hear Kidney trying to make jokes about Finger the rest of the night. Genuinely, for the next 4 hours, it was Finger jokes. Oh, they got a boo-boo. Where? They got a boo-boo. They had to go home. Where? Girl. Grow up.
It's played out.
It already happened. It's dry. It may have been funny like the first 10 minutes that Finger was gone while we were all frustrated. I've moved on. You should move on. Everyone should move on so we can get this done.
Well, it's also like it was only 30 minutes. Like, yeah, they were going to leave her anyway.
Exactly. This situation just made working with Finger the next time we work with them, it's going to make the dynamic strange and weird because you just spent 6 hours joking about them, making fun of them, and they're probably going to hear about it. They probably already did hear about it, and now that just makes the tension worse and worse and worse, and it doesn't make it any... It's like a hostile work environment almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like so frustrating.
For everyone.
It was just, guys, oh my God. So that's my story. It didn't get resolved at all. So there'll probably be more tea this weekend. But that's that.
Did you get your shift covered on Saturday?
No, and it's for church, so I won't be too pissed if I have to go to work anyway.
Well, I remembered that, like, at the dance showcase, I told Claire that I would take her for to close.
Oh, really? On Saturday? So we'd be working together?
So we'd be working together. And Friday, too.
So, okay, before we close up this episode.
So hopefully those vibes will be better.
Yeah, I really hope so. I have to talk about one person, and that's Carly Rae Jepsen. I need you to name off. I need you to name off all of the Carly Rae Jepsen songs that you know.
I only know Call Me Maybe.
I only know Call Me Maybe and Run Away With Me because Leo showed me.
Let me tell you, Carly Rae Jepsen has one of the most solid discographies of all time. Her 2016 album Emotions, that album ran pop music that entire year and nobody knows about it. She didn't get any awards, no recognition at all. And
oh, and I do know the other song with Owl City.
Oh, it's always a good time.
She's in that song.
Yeah, she's the girl. Yeah.
I'm dead.
And it's insane. Like, so Mayzozy put me onto Carly Rae Jepsen, and I just put Carly Rae Jepsen, like, the whole discography on shuffle. Every single song is a hit. I am a very, like, I need something that sounds, like, real. Like, I don't really fuck with production that's, like, way, like, some bubblegum pop is really good, but if it sounds way too produced, then I get pissed off and it, like, hurts my ears. However,
I'm bored.
Carly Rae Jepsen has a way of creating synth pop albums that feel real at the same time, and it's so cohesive and amazing. And I just needed to bring some recognition to her. Listen to Emotions if you want to start. Honestly, she has a song called Beautiful with Justin Bieber. That's also a good start. That's really good. Baby, take me. Do the feeling. That's the one. Isn't that so good?
It's so good.
Like, it's like, it's like, I want to be on the beach driving a Jeep or something with the wind in my hair.
PCH, baby.
Exactly. She's Canadian. What the hell?
Who knew?
Like,
Who knew?
And Morty, Justin Bieber scouted her.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
I like Justin Bieber. I'm not even going to lie to you. Anyway.
Yeah,
just say it again.
I think that's all I had to talk about.
Oh, your chemical burns?
Oh, my God. Stop. Guys, not use benzoyl peroxide on your skin. If you have sensitive skin, don't touch it. Okay. Noted. Yes, please. Because so Gavinator, I may have used a little bit of his acne treatment, whatever.
Whatever.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. The same thing happened to me when I first got my topical cream.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. And you got like, so dude, like
burns all over my face.
Yeah.
I was crazy. A sophomore in high school.
And it's like, it's not even like a, like, it doesn't feel like a heat burn. No. It's like
dry.
Yeah. You can't put anything else on it because it'll sting even more. Yep. So that's why I thought it was my moisturizer at first, because I put my moisturizer on the next day and it burned like insane. Mm-hmm. And then I put my caffeine cream on my face. Stung so terribly. Do not put benzoyl peroxide on your skin if you have sensitive skin. Also, well, it is slightly bleaching.
Because peroxide, yeah. I got it from my dermatologist, and you're supposed to like put like the littlest amount of stuff on, like a pea-sized amount. Just like,
I think it's because I used it 2 days in a row, because right. The first day I didn't have any issues with it at all, and the second day after I washed my face, I put it on, and whoa, it was crazy.
For some reason, I still have the same topical cream, and it doesn't like. It doesn't burn me anymore.
Really?
Like, my skin got used to it. It,
like, adapted to it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, it only took, like, 3 days for it to go back to normal. Like, I can put moisturizer back on my skin.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I should pull up a photo of that, too. Because that, for me, it was crazy. Because I had to go to high school, too. And I was, like, in my classes, and I was like.
Okay, there was, like, this trend for shave powder that just, like, takes your hair off of your face.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
It's called, like, magic powder, shave powder. Uh-huh. And I put it on my face, and it, burned. Like, there was a lot of, hair left over. Mm-hmm. And so I just got my razor out, and I shaved my face.
Yeah.
The worst burn I've ever gotten from any, it was, like, the whole corner of my mouth was, like, I definitely have a picture of it. But it was like,
that's terrible.
It's like radiation. Like, I got hit by a nuke or something.
I swear.
It's crazy. But yeah.
Ew, that's awful.
Be careful with your skin. Don't just do test patches. Yeah. Do test patches, honestly, please.
I never do that when I do my hair.
Test patches?
Yeah. Or strips. Test strips either.
Wow.
And a lot of people are allergic to hair dye. I should do that. Anyways.
I want to dye my hair a little bit darker.
Yeah, so I love skincare. I'm like, this is my routine. When I get new stuff, I'm like, I'm so excited to wash my face tonight and use this. I can't.
It always takes a minute for my skin to get used to it, though.
We didn't even get to talk about Lana Del Rey.
I know.
Well, you'll have to be back.
It's all right.
You'll have to be back soon.
I guess so.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, also, guys, so we're planning to do our season finale for season one is going to be at like second to last week of April, maybe. And we want to have, wouldn't it be so fun if we had everybody on that was on this?
Come back. We'd have to open that door.
Yeah.
But wait, it's open right now.
So I feel like that is definitely possible.
We just text
possible.
Jack and he
yeah,
come.
He'll say,
hey, he's gonna be on.
He'll be on. Because so Jack is the radio manager here, and we've talked about it. He was literally on episode one.
Oh yeah, jacking.
But jacking. He's graduating.
So sad.
We want him to be like our finale special guest. So we can figure out what he's gonna do with the rest of his life. Aww. But yeah, so season two will start summertime, and we can start planning for. Oh, I'm so excited! We already have the cover. We have like the idea for the cover already. Mm-hmm. What we want season two to be. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Also, I was thinking. I don't know who is listening this far into the episode. Hopefully you guys are staying with us.
I'm dead.
But I also want to do like Mark's music of the week. Or like, okay, like what songs I'm like obsessed with for the week.
Make your guests do it too.
Okay.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Like they can bring like a song or two. Then yeah. We can like put on our story. That's great.
Yeah.
And we can even do like... Like, you have yours, I'll have mine, and then we can do, like, a group one. Mm-hmm. Like, listen with your friends. Oh. Oh, we got it all figured out, y'all. Oh, my gosh. Well,
this is everything.
Thank you for being here,
Shay. Thank you for listening.
We can't wait for you to be back.
Love you guys.
And we love you, too.
Ginger Nation.
Marky Nation. And
that's it. Peace, be with you.
Peace out.